Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindfudge Comedy Podcast. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to give you a brief introduction to this episode because there are some things that are non-standard for Mindfudge Comedy. This is actually our live episode from Comicpalooza in 2023. Andy, of course, was not able to make it. So George and I hosted the show along with our good friend Jason Ration and George's wife, Catherine, who I'm sure many of you are familiar with. It was a really fun live show. We had a great audience, lots of questions, lots of interaction. Unfortunately, we purchased a brand new recorder before we did the show, and it had a time limit set on it to only record the first 45 minutes. And since we didn't start as soon as I hit record, we only got about 43 minutes of content. So even though our live show ran for approximately 50 minutes, we lost the last 7 minutes of that recording. So unfortunately, the episode does kind of end abruptly in the middle of one of our listeners asking a question, but I feel like the rest of it's still entertaining enough that you might enjoy it. So we're going to be back at Comicpalooza this year, and we're going to be doing another live show. I've got the settings corrected on our recorder, so hopefully this time it'll be a little bit better, and we'll get the full episode. I also want to remind everybody that Andy's coming back soon, and we'll be able to get all three of us together to get back on track for Mindfudge pretty soon. I'm looking forward to that a lot. So thank you guys for sticking with us, and without any further ado, enjoy the show. Fudgers, and welcome to another episode of the Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Corbett, and we're coming to you live from Comicpalooza 2023. As usual, Andy has decided not to show up, so we have special guests on the show.
Actually, we have a really good explanation why Andy's not here.
Why is Andy not here this time?
Catherine, would you like to explain why Andy's not here?
So your episode's about time travel.
Yes.
I believe I'm from the future. Andy was here. You did the podcast. He claimed to be a feminist, as always. We got so tired of it, we sent me back in time, and I'm taking his place.
Okay.
It's fine. You'll see him later.
So if you go back and listen to previous episodes, Andy has been replaced by Catherine on all of them.
Correct. Correct.
He's been erased from the timeline.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So now I'll go back in time and listen to the past episodes. So that gives me a reason to listen to them now.
They're brand new at this point.
Sounds exactly. Like a plan. They would definitely be different.
So all right, George is here, by the way.
Let's introduce our guests. And George. George is here, obviously, always.
I came from the future 20 years ago, 20 years into the future.
Well, if you remember on our last episode, we did podcast from the future.
I came from that timeline.
Yeah. Well, that was last month in the real time.
So I came right on time.
Yeah. So we might be doing more time traveling in our future episodes because it was really fun. I know it's been a while, but. So we also have Catherine.
Yes, hello.
Is this your first time on the show?
No, I think I've done it one other time.
Okay. So as you know, George's wife, Catherine, we talk about her all the time. And then our good friend, Jason Ration.
Hello, everyone. I'm very loud if you want to turn me down.
No, you're so good. Yeah. You're good.
Good.
Hello.
Why don't you introduce yourself, Jason? Tell everybody
tell
who you are.
Tell them who you are.
Hi. So I'm a friend of George and you, Justin, and...
Rude?
Are you not a friend of Catherine?
And Catherine. Thank you. And I'm very tired because I've been here since the beginning of Friday. And I'm having a blast, but it's wearing on me. So now
you got to go back in time to have fun all over again?
Actually,
gotta go back in time.
I really want to talk about that. Yes. So.
We'll get into it.
But yeah, yeah. And George and I are trying to make movies together.
Woo!
So, no, let me say that. We're trying to make cinema.
There you go.
Cinema. There you go.
That's the right way to say it.
I don't make movies. I make cinema.
So it's going to be like the Barbie movie?
You know what?
I'm looking forward
to the Barbie movie because...
I came from the future. I saw what it's
I'm looking
like.
Forward to because I love Greta Gerwig. I love all her past work. And I love Margot Robbie. And so I'm really excited. Ryan Gosling, I could give or take. But those two, I'm going to be there. I also was the Oppenheimer, so it's going to be a toss-up. So, yeah.
Since I'm from the future, I realized Barbie won all the Oscars.
Well, of course.
As it should be.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I'm seeing it opening day. So
I already seen it. It's great.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's do this as we usually do with our segments. The first one is Mind Melters.
Da-da-da.
Question number one. What is your favorite time travel story, Catherine?
Favorite time travel story. Okay, I did some research because I knew you'd ask me questions. I'm going to go with Meet the Robinsons.
Okay.
I love that movie. Makes me cry every time. I know it's not like a highbrow choice, but I think it's a very sweet movie about time travel.
No, that's great. Everybody's entitled to their own, you know, personal.
Thank you, Justin.
Personal
Thank
feelings.
You for approving my opinion. I appreciate that.
What about you, George?
I want Jason to go first. I don't want to trip over his answer.
Sure.
So there's a film, I'm sorry about the year, I think it's 60, but it could be 61, called The Time Machine, and it stars Rod Taylor, and it's based off an H.G. Wells film. And I really love Rod Taylor. I think he's a very underrated actor. But it's just, the pacing is so good. It's in that sort of Technicolor of the 60s, the colors that said, well, it's actually time travel, so it's all different periods of time, but it's just a really wonderful film. It's just, you know, there's no way to say, oh, why is it a good film? It's like when you watch a really great film, like, that was a great film.
It's a great story. I remember reading the H.G. Wells time travel book when I was much younger and loving it. And I've seen some iterations of it on film, but I don't think I've seen the one you're speaking of. I think the one in the 2000s was kind of lackluster. But some of them have been good. What about you, George?
Mine's simultaneously the smartest and dumbest time travel movie ever made.
Bill and Ted.
Huh?
Bill and Ted.
It is Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventure.
I mean, that's a great choice.
That's a really good choice. I mean, comedy is very hard. And they, I mean, I have to go,
I mean,
there's some,
been married to
there's
me.
Some not okay things in the movie, you know, because it's of its time. But
80s,
that's a
yeah.
really good movie, you know?
None of these movies have a mind-controlled dinosaur, though. That, like, y'all need to watch the movie. The
I sequel, have this big head with little arms.
She knows.
Eyes, big head, yes.
Big head, little
big
arms.
Big head, little arms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the only good part of that movie.
Shut up.
If you listened to the show before, you know that my answer is obviously going to be Terminator.
I mean, it's great.
It's a franchise spawning movie. You know, Terminator 2 is my favorite movie of all time.
It's a great favorite movie to have.
Time travel. Cyborgs from the future, you know, what else could you want?
Terminator 1 or 2?
Terminator 2 is my favorite, but I do love the original as well.
And a movie without Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what more you could want.
I love Arnold.
Ugh.
Do the voice, George.
Arnold.
There you go.
All right, question number two. Do you believe in time travel for real?
Yes. Okay, so as I said, I did some research. If you're technical about it, we are all time traveling at this moment at a rate of 1 second per second.
Correct.
Correct. So congratulations, fellow time travelers.
Jason?
I do not believe in time travel, and I hope we never crack the code, because I'm a pessimist, and if we did crack the code, the wrong people would use it for the wrong reasons.
That's very true. Very, very true. George?
Clearly I do, because I'm from the future, so yes.
I believe it's possible. I think that it's one directional, though. Like, you can only move forward in time. You can never move backwards.
There's no going. So you're not time traveling. You're just forward moving.
Well, no, I believe it's possible you could travel from today to 20 years from now.
I see.
The science actually makes sense that
makes
way.
Sense, yes, yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to travel 20 years backwards.
No.
So,
at least not physically.
Yes, that's.
If you're looking at real science, though, like what current scientists talk about. They're saying time is an illusion relative mm-hmm. to every person. Time may move faster for you than it does for me, depending on what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And that's the closest we're ever going to get to time travel.
I mean, you're probably right.
Until we solve the gravity.
Unless problem. You're George.
It's not going to happen.
Which we did in the 20 years in the future. Thank you, Elon Musk.
Okay. I apologize.
You're giving old Muskie too much credit, George.
I'm so sorry. Can we kick him off? I can answer all his questions. Seriously. I know everything.
Andy's not here, so I had to make an old Muskie.
I knew Bill and Ted. Ask me the next one.
We're going to get canceled. Thanks, George.
Question number three. Assuming that time travel to the past works, do you think it's a situation where it's like a butterfly effect if you try to change something? Or do you think it's possible you could go back and actually change something without massive repercussions in today's time?
My favorite approach is the dilettante approach. Like the, oh, we need my dad's keys. I'll remember to put them here later. Hey, my dad's keys.
Right.
That's my favorite approach to time travel to the past. Okay.
That's why I say it's single-handedly the smartest and stupidest time travel movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's genius.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
So I actually, well, I'll tell my thing. I believe in the butterfly effect. I think I can see the ripples and all that stuff. But there is a movie where a guy, I'm not going to name the movie because I hated it.
Butterfly effect?
Where this person said, what about the butterfly effect? And the person goes, yeah, I looked into that. It's not really a thing. So we don't have to worry about changing anything and having effects.
Is it the movie The Butterfly Effect?
No. Which, if you're going to watch that, I would say no. But if you do watch it, watch the director's cut, which is much better.
I agree. If you want to be terribly sad at the end,
it is sad.
Because
who doesn't want to be terribly sad, George?
Judge, it's about sacrifice.
That tracks.
It's not sad. If you sacrifice for the greater good, it's not sad.
Gotcha.
What about you, George?
I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry.
Do you think if you could travel back to the past, would you be able to change things a la Bill and Ted style, or would you be able to change things and have a butterfly effect?
No, I think everything's pre-written. You just kind of experience time, as here I am now.
All right.
Like, you can't change anything?
You can try if you want to, but it would always... Time has a way of rewriting itself.
Oh, it's already happened, so that's how it's done.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Time is
parallel universes is also another interesting one.
Yeah, I like the multiverse theory.
Multiverse.
That was actually going to be my answer, so there we go.
Where's Dr. Strange at? He knows.
We're done with mind melters. Let's move on.
And we're done.
So obviously our theme is time travel. Is there any specific things related to time travel that you want to talk about that aren't in the confines of our structure for the show, Catherine?
Kind of put me on the spot here. Can you come back to me?
Sure, Jason.
So, like, okay, I know what I would do if I could time travel.
Okay,
what
that's
would you
a
do?
Great question.
I would go back to see if I could witness the moon landing, which did happen.
Not according to
no.
Jason.
It did happen.
No, don't listen to this guy.
So
I'm with you,
we have
Jason.
Never been to the moon.
Do you mean watching the stage production by Stanley Kubrick? Is that what you mean?
That is correct, George. Stanley Kubrick is a master.
I would do
again, apologies. Elon Musk and misinformation. We're going in a good direction here.
Well, Elon Musk
listened to the show before.
Elon Musk and misinformation go hand in hand. You know.
That is also true.
But anywho. I was thinking about this today. So, like I said, I've been here since yesterday. And as I was walking up to one of the panels today, I really went, you know, if I could go back, I had an amazing day yesterday. I had an amazing day with you guys yesterday. But I know there's some things I would do different to maybe save my energy, you know. So knowing now where the panels are, not running around, going back and forth from one side of the building to the other, I probably would have stopped and maybe taken more pictures because I'm really bad at that. And I hate actually taking pictures. It's a weird thing, but I realize it's the world we live in now. You got to document everything, so.
Pictures where it didn't happen, bro.
So I would just go back.
Surprised
and
you don't just take film everywhere you go.
Yeah,
you get one of those GoPros and just put it on your shirt and make a movie. Make a movie of your life, 24 hours a day. The Truman Show, but with Jason. I would watch it.
The Jason Show.
You would stop after 15 minutes. Okay, what else is on?
It's truly so a boring. Sweet answer, though, that you're like, given all of history and all of past to travel to, I'm just going to spend another day at Comic Palooza.
Yeah.
That's an
with
incredibly
my friends,
sweet
with
answer.
With my friends. You know.
Aww.
That's sweet, Jason.
It's very sweet.
I know what I would have gotten.
Well, let's hear what George is going to say, because it's not going to be that sweet.
So we're asking, like, what would I do if I could time travel?
Yeah, pick one thing you would do if you could time travel.
Well, clearly, from the future.
Clearly.
So came to this podcast.
I came to this podcast to warn you about the Bardi AI system.
Okay.
So
you've done it.
I've done it. Congratulations. I'm still here. Eventually, I'll fade away, I think.
Or at least your picture
you
will.
Like, yeah, like in Back to the Future.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
On a serious note, I don't know what I do with time travel. It's a tricky situation because you'll always make things worse.
Yeah.
Anyone the, who the time further, travels the never further really back, fixes the problem.
The further back you go, I think that's true.
Except but if, for Marty McFly. He turned himself into a rich teenager.
If you're going, I think the Bill and Ted scenario, you're going back and hiding your keys so you know where they'll be. That's not going back very far. That's not going to affect a whole lot of things. There's going to be no major changes in your life.
But they die in
the going back though. And reliving a day of comic balloons that happened yesterday, it's not going to overwrite too much of history. You know, so what would you change? Would you go back really far and just hope things worked out, or would you go back just like last week? And
oh man, I don't know, because I love the way things are now. I don't want to risk losing what I have now. And that's like a major risk you have. Take,
of course,
right?
Yeah, the further back you go, for sure.
Also, I wanted to mention my favorite depiction of time travel in TV was in season 3 of Lost. There's this episode called The Constant, where Desmond travels through time through his own consciousness, and he experiences his life with, you know, his current memories.
Right.
And I think that's probably the most viable way of time travel, in my mind.
It's a cool way to depict it, for sure. Catherine, did you...
Are we saying only going into the past?
Yeah, for the purposes of this question, sure.
As a true feminist in Andy's seat, I think I just wouldn't go. Stuff sucks to be a woman right now, and it just gets worse the further back you go. So I'm going to stay right here and hope for better in the future.
That's not a bad answer at all.
You can't combat that. That's just, unless you're Andy, which he's not here, because we erased him from the timeline.
With good cause. Let's be clear.
Good cause.
With good cause.
George actually just gave me a great idea.
What's that?
Of something I could do to go back in time, and it would not have a big butterfly effect.
What's that?
So George mentioned an episode of Lost. I would go back in time and say, okay.
Don't watch the show.
Don't watch Lost. Don't watch Alias. Don't watch How I Met Your Mother. Don't watch Lost. You will save yourself hours. You could read a book. You could catch up on the AFI. You could, you know, there's other, you could get acquainted with French New Wave.
That hurts my heart.
And so, yeah, that's one thing I would
do. That's actually a great answer.
I love Lost.
I mean, I don't know if I would do it for Lost specifically, but there are movies that I would absolutely love to erase from my memory.
Would you listen to yourself, though? Do you think
if I appeared and I was like, do not watch, we're all going to the World's Fair, it's the worst fucking movie you've ever seen, then I would not watch it. I'm pretty sure I would agree with myself.
My curiosity would get the better of me.
And I'd be like, oh man, now
screw
I gotta
her.
Watch it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it now.
Don't watch that movie, guys. It sucks.
All right. Next part.
Well, is there anything relative to time travel you want to discuss?
So yes, I remembered something I learned yesterday. So Stephen Hawking is really into time travel and trying to prove time travel and whether or not it's possible and all that.
Ming Chen's taking our picture right now.
So I learned yesterday that he threw a party for time travelers. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah. So Stephen Hawking
I did know about this.
Threw a party.
Like back in the 90s or something.
Oh, I don't know. Threw a party for time travelers, but only for people traveling from the past. And so he threw the party and sent the invitations out like later after the party. And nobody showed up to the party. And he says, this is proof that time travel doesn't exist. Mm. Which I thought, when I read that, I was like, that's fair. Or
they
he has
assumed,
no friends.
They just assumed Stephen Hawking was going to throw a lame party.
He has no friends who didn't show up to his party.
How cool a party could Stephen Hawking throw?
It doesn't feel like a locked-in theory.
Who else was on the guest list? I mean, if he had
that's
like...
That's a good question. Yeah. Who would Stephen Hawking invite?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
All
not
the smartest
me.
Minds.
Not Jay-Z.
George wasn't there, so...
Oh,
I was there. I was hiding.
You didn't get an invite to Stephen Hawking's time travel party?
I didn't want to get caught.
Now, that wasn't in the theory of everything, so are we sure that's really true? Because if it wasn't in...
Eddie Redmayne.
I mean, Google said it, so...
Oh, well, there you go. Did Google say the moon landing happened?
We don't listen.
It depends. It's
Google's not always accurate. I don't know.
It depends on where you look at.
Yeah, what do you think about the evidence, quote unquote, of time travelers? Though there's all these pictures of people that, look like they've gone back to the 20s and they're holding something
like Nicolas Cage and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
People that look like actors from today, or they've gone back and they're holding an iPhone or something like that in an old timey picture. You think it's all faked?
Yes.
There's an old Renaissance painting where it looks like the man's wearing a pair of Nikes. And that's part of like that.
Huh.
Yeah, people are like, well, that's weird. Why? What happened there? Kind of thing. But
it was Bill and Ted. Is what
don't
was.
You think, though, if you had the possibility to travel back in time, you'd travel back and be like, look at me. I'm from the future. It's a thing.
Well, it depends where you go. They might just kill you on principle if you go to the wrong place.
If you're going to do that, you might as well dress as Waldo. I mean, you're going to just, you know, that would be the...
I mean, you're just going to be Forrest Gumping your way through time anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. Just being part of all the most important moments in history.
That would be amazing.
I mean, if you have the actual...
moon landing.
If you have the actual capability.
I'd take a picture. I'd be like, say hi, Justin.
On the moon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How would you get there?
How they got there, the same way.
They'd be very curious, why is a civilian on board? What they,
you know, not to say that it couldn't happen, but you know, there weren't very many female astronauts at that time, so you'd have a harder time.
As I said, it just gets worse the further you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. You'd have to find a friend and give him a camera.
Make an astronaut friend, give them yes. a camera.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Just to prove me wrong on this podcast.
Worth it. 100% worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
one more person who believes in the moon landing. Let's go.
All right, well, let's move on then. Our next section is casseroles, where we talk about somebody or something that has irritated us within the past week. So I'll let Jason start. Jason, who's your casserole?
You get irritated, really.
Okay, this is not a casserole. At this moment, I just want to say thank you all for coming to our show. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate every single one of you, because I've done these where no one showed up. So thank you all. So something someone has done that's bothered me?
Yeah.
That's what a casserole is.
Okay. Actually, if you don't know the etymology of it, so...
Well, I'm trying to think without getting political, so...
What movie was it?
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. So, Spaceballs, when they show the PG-edited version on television...
Yeah.
Instead of saying... I'm surrounded by assholes. He goes, I'm surrounded by casseroles.
Oh, nice. Okay, so, I do. You know what? Because I've listened to the show in the past. I remember that now. Thank you. So,
if it was good enough for Rick Moranis, it's good enough for us.
Absolutely.
And again, I'm thinking about this, and it's been really one. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Friday, this happened. I went before Comic Blues. I went to an event about how to get seed money, because, like I said, George and I have a business. So I'm trying to find investors, and I met a guy, and he said he's into tech, and I said something blah 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 about the upcoming strike. He goes, "Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they have tech, they have AI now that can actually write screenplays," and he was being serious. I said, "Yeah." And that's how you get movies like Ghosted and Red Notice, and I mentioned another film. He goes, no, I don't think you understand the technology. We don't really need writers. And I said, well, what happens is Hollywood is actually having AI create scripts, you know, and then they have a writer come in and pay them a not livable wage to rewrite this. And he's like, but, you know, they should be happy just to work. Now, I am not a violent man. Everyone knows me.
Lies.
I'm not a violent man.
I don't know. I've seen you get pretty violent.
But
he takes off the bow tie. You're in trouble.
I think it would have been okay for me to... Actually, not, because this was a person of color, so it would have been a hate crime. So, but if someone else had punched this man, I would have been okay with it. Because he's the problem. I don't want to say he's the enemy, because again, he was a person of color. But he's the problem. So that guy is a casserole.
All right. Hey, there's no discrimination on casseroles here.
There you go. So that guy.
What about you, Catherine? Who's your casserole for the week?
I'm going to stick with the theme and go with misogynists.
That's a good answer.
At least you didn't say me.
Do you have a specific example?
God.
Texas?
Texas. Let's say Texas is my casserole. Let's go with that.
I think
Texas gives you enough.
North Dakota? I don't want to discriminate.
We'll be here forever.
One of the Dakotas is not good. So.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it simple.
Well, that's a better answer than Andy usually gives, so I'll take it. George?
So being from 20 years in the future, I could tell you shit gets worse.
Yay.
Well, I figured it would.
George, how could it get any worse?
Don't say that. Never
You're
say that.
Us all. Don't ask that question.
Never say that.
Florida's the new capital of the country.
Oh, God.
Is Elon Musk president?
Elon Musk is like the, you know, the secretary of, like...
You know, they are making an Idiocracy, too.
Removing.
And DeSantis is now Emperor Santis.
Emperor DeSantis?
Nice. Emperor DeSantis.
Okay.
It just gets worse, guys.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did they blow up the moon?
No, they. We all live there now.
Oh, damn.
How could they blow up something they've never been to, Justin? Come on.
Unmanned rockets can get there.
Oh, just not people.
Exactly.
You know, our Kevin Spacey line actually takes off.
So, Spacey?
Our Spacey rocket line finally took off.
Spacey in space.
Spacey in space.
So you don't remember that? We were talking about Kevin Spacey being the official spokesperson for SpaceX.
Just because his last name is Spacey.
Yeah, but
that's so stupid.
Space Y.
No.
Space Y.
Have you not listened to the show before?
No, I said that earlier. Never, not once.
She only listens to Andy's parts.
That's true.
It's the most entertaining.
All I needed was the evidence to come back in time and erase him.
I don't really have any, the world, I guess, is kind of the casserole right now. Everything that's gone wrong in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. All the stuff that's kept us apart, that's for sure.
The thing that's kept us from doing this show once every 10 years.
Yeah, our annual episode. So the only thing I can think of, and it's very mild, I guess, but we stayed at the Hilton the other night, and the water pressure is just bizarre in the room we're staying in. The faucet in the sink, you turn it on, and it just gushes, just so much powerful water pressure coming out.
So you were very.
But then you get in the shower and you turn it on and it's like a little drizzle, and it's unadjustable. I mean, you can move the shower head, but it never goes out further than like 6 inches from the wall. So I had to take a shower pressed up against the wall like this.
It felt like you're in prison.
I'm a fat man too, so it's not fun.
It's actually a feature. You're supposed to shower in the sink.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a unique experience that they're piloting in some of their. You haven't heard of it?
Is that why the drain was in the middle of the floor?
Correct.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. Wash your hands in the shower. Wash your body in the sink.
It seems like a lot of space to wash your hands.
It's for parties.
It's a unique feature. Nobody else has it.
Hilton of America's, guys.
Hilton of America's. The best.
All right. Well, let's move on from casseroles then. Let's go into consumption.
Dun, dun, dun.
Catherine, what have you been consuming lately?
George and I recently saw Renfield.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
I loved it.
I thought it was a lot of fun, too.
Enough. It was very fun. I'm not typically like a huge diehard Nicolas Cage fan. But I thought he was, I didn't understand why somebody hadn't cast him as Dracula previous to this. I thought he was so good and such an obvious choice.
I loved all the like old style Bela Lugosi shots they gave him.
Well, it's supposed to be like a direct sequel to the Bela Lugosi Dracula, according to the filmmakers.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that, but it makes
sense.
It was
really fun. I liked it a lot.
I thought it was great.
I also have recently read a comic.
Which, yay.
It's called The Great British Bump Off. It's based on the Great British Bake Off, but there's a murder, and one of the bakers has to figure out the murder through like the process,
through cooking.
Yes,
cooking,
and for someone who loves the Great British Bake Off, and if you don't, you should watch it because it's amazing.
And if you like murder mysteries,
I hope they turn this into a movie.
It's so good.
Is this like officially licensed? Like, are the characters in the comic the actual people that are on the show, or are they fictional?
They spoof Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry, and it's very cute. It's a very, and the animation is, or the illustration is so cute. They've got two issues out and a third one coming out in June. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Great British Bump Off. Highly recommended.
Sounds better than the show.
Someone
the
does.
Moon landing happened, Justin. Accept it.
What about you, Jason? What have you been consuming lately?
So, I've been disappointed with a lot of films I've seen. So what I've been doing lately is going back and watching stuff that I loved but haven't been able to watch in a while. So like, I like sort of old films. So like, I rewatched the original 12 Angry Men with Henry Fonda.
It's a great movie.
Fantastic. And then I just watched Fog of War, which is a documentary about former Secretary of Defense. I'm seeing him, but I can't think of his name now. But he was Secretary of Defense during the Vietnam War. And he's kind of justifying why they did the things they did based on... And that could be like a time thing where you're thinking back about, you know, this is the decisions we made based on the facts. But now when you look back at the bigger picture, we saw what we did wrong. So I'm just going back and watching stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I'm consuming. I love films. It's like my favorite medium. And
would have never guessed.
So yeah,
you're a violent man who hates film. I know you.
He needs to put that in his like sub, his like little business
on
card.
His resume.
Well, I just objected.
A violent man who hates film.
Cinema only, please.
I actually just updated.
There's a picture of him smiling with the bow tie.
Well, on my LinkedIn profile, I was in a seminar about how to, you know, jazz up your LinkedIn, and I said, you know, can I always say I know how to rock a bow tie? And they said, put that in your little intro thing on your LinkedIn, you know, small business owner knows how to rock the bow tie. So there you go.
That is what you're most well known for. That's, yeah.
It's your notorious signature at this point.
Your signature look. Yeah. What about you, George? I'm sure you have a much longer list than these two.
Well, I mean, longer list. I mean, how long are we going to be here?
I mean, we've still got, what, 20 minutes? So.
Oh, okay. I did watch Renfield as well. It was okay.
It was a 7 out of 10?
No, it was more like a 2 out of 5. So
a 4 out of
4 out of 10?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
That's the math.
Really?
I don't know math.
Why didn't you like it?
I thought it was a little too generic for me. I didn't like all the action sequences. I thought they looked really ugly.
Huh.
And the blood was super fake looking.
I mean, in most movies, the blood is super fake looking.
Well, yeah, but this was like to a whole new level. It was all really bad CG blood.
Okay.
And I wanted it to be funnier, except when Nick Cage was on screen. I thought he was great. Anytime he was on screen, I had a great time. I thought he was really perfectly cast.
10 out of 10 for Nick Cage, 4 out of 10 for everybody
Anytime
else.
Anytime he wasn't on screen, the movie just comes to like a screen.
I mean, that's true for almost all Nick Cage movies.
That's generous.
I don't know. It just didn't gel with me. I guess what it was is like it felt like squandered opportunity is what it felt like more than anything.
Huh. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I called it a gore-soaked fun fest. Yeah.
And I read a book, or I finished reading a book recently called Project Hail Mary.
Okay.
And it's really good. I don't want to ruin too much, but it's about like the earth is, I mean, the sun's dying, and this they come up with this project called Project Hail Mary to find a way to save the sun from dying. And this school teacher, also a scientist, is like the main character. Have you ever read The Martian or watched the movie The Martian? It's very similar kind of cadence.
The Martian on the sun?
No, they don't actually go to the sun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the book, The Martian.
Yeah, well, no, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to figure out how to stop the sun from dying.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty good. I really liked it a lot.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm sure I do, but right now my brain's coming blank because of the medieval screaming.
Did you guys see Bo is Afraid?
Not yet.
No, not yet. I want to, though.
I really want to talk about it, but we'll have to do that later.
I hear it's very weird.
It is weird. You know, I love Ari Aster. Midsommar is one of my favorite movies. Hereditary is good, too.
As he says, eye rolling.
I love half of Hereditary, and the other half's okay. Bo is Afraid is a movie.
It's a
wild, wild movie. And it goes places you just don't expect it to go. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you like Ari Aster, I think you'll get some stuff out of it. If you don't like Ari Aster, but you like weird A24 films, check it out. I won't go into too much detail because it's a much better movie to go into if you don't know anything. But it's basically about a guy who has crippling anxiety and hallucinates pretty much everything that happens in the world around him.
If I understand it correctly from the trailer, I don't know too much, but like his anxieties become like real in his real life, and they like
kind
seemingly
of
look real.
Kind of.
Life,
yeah. There's a lot of different ways to interpret the movie, and even the ending is up for interpretation. I think it's. I have my own beliefs on what actually happened in the movie, but a lot of other
it's
people
like a
see
three
it
hour
differently.
Movie.
It is a 3-hour movie. It's definitely something you got to devote some time to.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I hear it's like half hour too long.
It's about 20 minutes too long. Yeah. I'll give it. Yeah, it definitely would have been a slightly better movie if there was a little bit of editing. But it also has an opportunity. It hits a certain point where it can either become like a true horror movie, or it can become this like weird existential comedy. And he walks that line the whole movie, and then he goes towards comedy instead of horror, and it almost becomes a little bit slapsticky and weird at the end, but it also has like a very somber ending. It's very hard to explain. It's just a movie you got to see to appreciate, and even if you hate it, it's worth the journey. It's definitely something I want to talk about in a future episode once you've seen it.
You should talk about the time I made Catherine watch Old Boy.
I love Old Boy. Which version?
Why?
The original.
Why?
The original.
That's what I said afterwards.
Seriously.
Why?
Yes.
I guess it was horrible.
I guess
there's where I would go back to. If I could go back in time, I would tell myself, do not give in to this.
It's an experience. Whether you enjoy it or not.
That's exactly what it is. But it's also, did you see that ending coming? No, you didn't. I absolutely adore movies that I cannot predict what's going to happen because almost everything I watch is so predictable.
It's so sad. It's so heartbreaking.
Catherine, you know me.
No, you know what?
It's so right up Justin's alley.
It's a great test because of like if you'll stick with him after he made you watch that movie, then he knows you're
meant
keeper.
To be.
That's meant to be. So that's a good keeper.
That's actually how he proposed to me.
So I'll probably, if I meet a woman that I want to spend the rest of my life, I'll watch Irreversible with her, and if she'll stick with me,
at the end, you just propose to her, and then you're done.
Yeah,
that's how it works, actually.
Right.
Good job.
No, I would never want to watch that movie again. No, we talked about time travel and Nicholas Holt just a minute ago. There's this movie. It's hard to find, but if you can find it, it's really great. It's called The Current War. It's about the war of electricity, which sounds dull. But it's got Benedict Cumberbatch as Thomas Edison.
Oh, it's the Tesla versus Edison.
Yes.
I wanted to see that.
It's actually Thomas Edison and Michael Shannon. He plays George Westinghouse. Westinghouse. Now, Tesla is in it, played by Nicholas Holt. And they basically use him as a ping pong ball. Mm-hmm. You know, and also the very underrated Tom Holland is in it playing Benedict Cumberbatch's long-suffering assistant. I think he is.
He's not as good as Tom Hardy.
So
it's controversial.
He's the worst of the Toms.
Anyway,
the worst Tom.
But
Hardy's high on the list of Toms.
If you see it, then
where's Tom Arnold rank?
I apologize, Jason.
No, if you can't seek out the director's cut, the theatrical cut is horrible, from what I hear. But yes,
where did you watch it at?
I want to say either I got it from the library. I got it from the public library.
Which is why you should support your public library. In the 20 years in the future,
they won't exist in 20 years, so you might as well while you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is
at the bottom. I can attest to that. Elon Musk.
Tom Arnold actually has been doing a lot.
Oh, he's at the bottom of the Toms.
No.
He's the bottom Tom?
He's the bottom Tom.
No, Tom Arnold. No.
Tom Hanks is the top. Tom Hardy's below.
Yes.
Tom Holland's then.
Yeah.
And then Tom.
But
it's every other Tom and then Tom Arnold.
What other famous Toms are there?
There's Tom.
Can you think of any?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Oh, Tom Cruise is pretty high up there.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean,
I'd put him above Hanks.
Tom.
I don't know. That's pretty strong words. I'll put him at number two. Tom Hanks is always
above Tom Hanks?
I don't really like Tom Hanks.
This is the battle of the Toms.
I'm
sitting around here listening to this.
I love Turner and Hooch, but I'm not like everything else is kind of.
What about The Post? Bridge of Spies.
Literally anything Tom Hanks has been in.
Can you catch me if you can.
Turner and Hooch.
The Bachelor Party.
You do hate joy.
I've said many times.
That's on your
show,
resume,
you know,
Justin. I enjoy
The Burbs.
The Burbs is great. I do like The Burbs. Yes.
It's got Princess Leia.
Tom Hanks is the best. Tom, by far, the best.
I'm on Team Catherine here.
Thank you. And then Tom Hardy.
No,
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
We have all left your show.
No. We have just lost cabin pressure. I just wanted to quote Fight Club there. So.
I don't know. Is there any other famous Toms?
I was trying to think.
Well,
Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Tom Hardy.
You know, it's one of these things, like 10 minutes after the podcast is over, I'll think of like five or
more. Tommy Chong, I guess.
Yeah, Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong, yeah.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Okay, he's at the
bottom. The man with the stash.
I would put him at the bottom.
Tom Welling.
I would put Tom Arnold over Tom Selleck.
Tom Ellington.
Tom Hiddleston.
I'm going to get political here. I don't want to get political.
Tom Hiddleston counts, yeah.
Tom Green. There you go. There's number one.
That should be in the bottom of the list.
That man really has turned it around.
Like,
have you seen
tied
him?
That Tom Green
really turned it. It's like the Tom Green we knew in the early 2000s is like he is like completely departed from that.
What's
like
he doing now?
He's sort of doing.
He's dead in 20 years, so I don't know.
No, he sort of cleaned it up and just, you know, he still does comedy, but it's not this wacky, you know,
he thinks he's funny.
All his funny stuff was in his left testicle, and now it's gone.
I tired of it.
Was Tom Green ever funny?
Yes.
I don't know.
His bum was on the fish.
No.
And the Swedish.
Freddy got fingered. No. It's a bit weird, maybe.
Just no.
Anyway. All right.
There we
Fair
go.
Enough. I've also been playing a lot of Elden Ring, which is super fun.
Has a lot to do with Tom.
And that's my consumption. So let's move on to Hot Fudge. What you got for us, George?
Well, I mean, if we're going to be on the serious side, time travel doesn't really exist, everybody. Spoiler alert. This is all funs and games. But
I'm devastated.
We don't give funs and games with real information during Hot Fudge, okay?
That's true.
All right.
This is the serious segment of the show.
I'm going to give you some factoids that will challenge your perception of time.
Okay?
George Washington had no idea dinosaurs existed. Does that make sense to you?
So did Sarah Palin.
Okay, I'm the only dumb one. All right, screw. I'm sorry.
There weren't museums back then, were there? Were there like paleontology museums back then? I don't think so.
No, not back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really start until around Indiana Jones, right?
So Indiana Jones called all the
He's the first dinosaur.
So dinosaurs didn't exist until the 1980s.
All right, fact number two. Woolly mammoths were alive after the Egyptians built the pyramids. Shocker. Huh. Blows your brain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, actually.
But they weren't in Egypt. It would have been too hot for them.
That's where they found them.
I'm joking.
What?
This was facts.
These are facts. I'm reading factoids from ElonMusk.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Muskie.
The first computer was invented before the Roman Empire. Let that...
The abacus?
Yeah,
expand on that one. That sounds interesting.
Okay, so what it was is they found an ancient mechanism that was technically like a computer off of from ancient Greece.
It gives the answer to life and everything in the universe.
That's right.
42.
42?
Exactly.
It was an archaeological find they called the Inkythera mechanism.
Definitely that.
Yep. And it was built around the 2nd century BC. It was used to calculate eclipses, moon phases, and movements of the planets.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like an astrolabe kind of thing. That's cool.
Number four. Fax machine was invented the same year the first large-scale wagon train was invented. Everyone's looking at me puzzled. Okay.
I mean, it's not like I can just say 1843 the wagon train was invented. I have a really bad concept of like what life was like in different periods. So it's very hard for me to envision like phone lines where you can fax
them from one person to another. So
the telegraph exists.
We're so good at this.
Well, I know the telegraph exists. Okay, so all right.
You can write a note to your
interpreted telegraph.
You can write a thank you note to your public education for your knowledge of history.
Right. I'll send it back in time.
So the first university ever was in Europe, and it was founded 7 years before the Crusade War.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, you know, George, you're just
blowing your mind with facts right now.
It's just like, okay,
George is saying,
me saying, you know, actually, they blah 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 before Washington crossed the Delaware. Where are you getting all this from?
Elon Musk.
Old Muskie's website. Right. So history didn't happen before the Crusades, right?
This is just a list on Twitter.
What's that?
There was no history prior to the Crusades. Everything else is fake.
Everything else is facts.
Okay. George is taking the stance everything prior to the Crusades didn't happen.
Yeah.
False. That was the beginning of all human history.
Yes, the Crusades.
What a great way to start.
You know,
it makes sense.
I'm getting really drowsy now. I don't remember why.
Shouldn't drink all that up.